So in this week's parsha in Lech Lecha, we have the Beris of Avram Avinu. So we have to ask ourselves, who did the Beris of Avram Avinu? Torah doesn't say. And secondly, if there's a mile to this Beris of Avram Avinu, then who might the Sanik be? It doesn't mean to say that somebody was mamash holding Avram Avinu in his lap. Just means that it's shaykh to have a sandak if he puts his hand on him, if he's supporting him in some way. That's also considered to be a sandak, a halachic sandak. Just bechalal ashayla when it comes to bris mila. So we know that there's the kisi shel Eliyahu, which the Zohar says that Eliyahu needs an explicit invitation to come to the bris, or else he doesn't come to the bris. We say, zeh kisi shel Eliyahu Navi. And we also know that the Moyal invites Eliyahu Navi to participate in the Ma'aseh Mila. He says, he calls out to Eliyahu Navi, Amod al Yamini v'samchini, to be mishtativ to participate in the Ma'aseh Mila. So mitzad the Moyal and mitzad the Sandik, mitzad the Kisi shel Eliyahu, there's the singing of Eliyahu Navi, the Malach Abes. And in some communities, there's different minhagim when it comes to the kisi shel Eliyahu. In some places, they place a kisi shel Eliyahu next to the seat where the tzaddik sits. And in many communities, and I believe it's most prevalent in our communities, that the minhag is that the tzaddik actually sits in the kisi shel Eliyahu Navi. So of course, this needs an explanation. Is it so nice to invite Eliyahu to the bris and then to sit in his chair? So it needs a hesber b'chalal, what's going on over here. So regarding this Shaila, who was the Mayel from Avram Avinu, so we find many different deis in the Midrashim and Chazal. We find one Chazal tells us that Shem ben Noach was the Mayel. Another Chazal tells us that Rafael HaMalach was the Mayel. Another Medrash brings an account where Avram Avinu was about to do the Ma'aseh Mila, and he becomes fearful of doing the bris. He says to Hashem Yisbarach, V'ani Zaken, I'm old. And Hashem says, don't worry, I'm going to help you out. And that's Pshat, which we say every day, V'charisim Ha Bris. V'charisim Ha Bris means that Hashem was mishtatif with Avram Avinu in doing the Ma'aseh Mila. Another account explains that Avram Avinu did the bris on his own. Another interesting medrash tells us that Avram Avinu was contemplating whether or not to do the bris, and Hashem says, look down, you've already been gemalt. It's already done. And the way that the medrash puts it is that an akrav, that a scorpion came and did the mila in Avram Avinu, which is, of course, a very puzzling chazal. Anyways, Rabu Hadeyas, we have many different deyas here as to how and who actually did the ma'aseh mila for Avram Avinu. Regarding the Sandik, so as Bechlal is a Shaila. Actually, before we get to that Shaila, let's just speak out who the Sandik was. So, Rabbeinu Yechiel, who was one of the early Bali Hatosfos from France, he writes that Mamre was the not only the achsanya for the bris, as Chazal tell us, but he was also the moil for the bris. He was also the sandik from Avram Avinu. Now, the mefarshim, they take issue with this based on a technical matter that it's mashal from a Chazal elsewhere that Mamre had in fact died by the time Avram did the bris. So it wouldn't be shayach if he was no longer alive. I'll be pashtus. So the Moshe of Zakenim from the Baal Yatosos suggests that Hashem Yisbarach was the Sadak. So there's a shaila that the post can raise. Is it possible for one person to be both the Moyel and the Sadak? So the Pima Gadim brings the Kolbo in the name of the Yushalmi, based on the fact that we dash in the brachas, brachas HaMitzvahs must be said standing up, we make a drasha, within the south from Sfira So'aymer, that since the Moyal has to make a Berachas HaMitzvah, that should be said standing up. So, once again, there's a technical difficulty in being the tzaddik as well. The tzaddik has to be sitting, the bracha has to be made standing up. So that would invalidate the tzaddik from also being the mohel. The poskim, they reject this proposal by the Pirmei Gadolim in the name of the Kol B'Shem Yerushalmi. The Minchas Eluzer, I believe the Maram Shik, another poskim. L'alacha l'maisa, we paskin that it is possible for a tzaddik to also be the mohel. In fact, I know that in Skver, that the Rebbe Reb David, the current Rebbe, that he's a mohel, and a tzaddik for all bris in which take place in Skver. This was in fact the practice of Rebbe Akiva Eiger, and also his illustrious grandson, Reb Leibel Eiger, that it was very common that they were both the mohel and the tzaddik as well. And also tzaddikim also, that they're the mohel and the tzaddik. In fact, to support this, we have Chazal tell us that David HaMelech was the tzaddik by every bris in Klal Yisrael. The Medrash brings in the Yalkut Shemayni that David HaMelech says, "Kol atzmai se tamarna Hashem yichamecha," that I serve you with all of my limbs. And the Medrash goes on to list all the different mitzvahs that David HaMelech does with his hands and those we do with his head and with his feet and with his etc. Ledger says that David HaMelech told Hashem Yisbarach, "How do I serve you with my knees?" Then I'm the tzaddik, and that actually uses the lashon of tzaddik there. I'm the tzaddik by all the bison. So David HaMelech was the tzaddik of the generation. And we know that the Rama writes in Shulchan Aruch to be makbid to have a tzaddik who's a tzaddik. So who better than David HaMelech from the greatest tzaddikim of all time? That he should be tzaddik by every single bris which took place in Klal Yisrael. Although we don't find, at least I didn't find the makor explicit that David HaMelech was the mohel, although I recall there being one, I just couldn't find one, we do have an implication that David was the mohel by Albrecht and Klai. So the Gemara tells us that he who has the mazel of Madim, he comes from a red mazel, so he should be a shoichit or he should be a mohel. Because his asik is with Dam. Rather than to be a killer, so he should channel those koyches in a way that he should use them for the tzarech mitzvah, which is as a sheichet or as a mael. We know David HaMelech was a warrior. Bechal, he had an asik with dam. The Gemara tells us in Brachos that David HaMelech says, "I'm not like all other kings, that they live the life." David HaMelech says, "Yadam uluchlochas bedam," that my hands are filled with dam, that I'm trying to be mater in Isha to her husband, referring to Dam Nida. That he passed in these childless for Klai Yisrael. So he had an asik with them, and that would imply that just like he was a warrior, that he spilled blood, and that for that reason Chazal tell us that he was puzzled, so to speak, from building the Beis HaMikdash, that he had blood on his hands. It was destined for Shlomo Melech to build the Beis HaMikdash, who was a man of Shalom. Shlomo is a Lashon Shalom. So David HaMelech comes from this mazel of Madim. Like the Navi tells us that when Shmuel came to the house of Yishai looking for the Mashiach Hashem, for the next Melech, so nobody had thought that David HaMelech would be the one. And even Shmuel was very surprised when he saw that Hashem had chosen David, that he was the Bechir Hashem to be Melech. The Torah describes him, the Navi describes him as Admoini, that he was red, that he had the appearance of Esav. To which Shmuel said, "This is the one?" Hashem says, "Yes, don't look at his physical appearance." Right? That an Adam is Yireh Le'inayim, Hashem Yireh Le'levav, that Hashem looks into the hearts. If you look carefully, look into his eyes, that he's maybe admoindi, but he's also yifei naim. And the eyes are the window to the soul. He's able to see into the eyes of David HaMelech. The Zoya says that David HaMelech had the most beautiful, marvelous eyes, that they were like the rainbow, the Zoya says. Anybody who saw the eyes of David HaMelech would chap a Yerushimayim just to see these eyes of David HaMelech. So we have somewhat of a marker that David HaMelech himself was not only the tzaddik, which we have mefurish in Chazal, but also the mohel of every Jewish bris. There's an implication as well by Yosef HaTzaddik. The Torah ends Sefer Vayechi, Sefer Bereishis, by telling us that Yosef saw four generations of Mitzrayim. Even his great-grandchildren, which were Yuldu al-Birka Yosef, that they were born on the knees of Yosef. What does it mean to be born on the knees of Yosef? So the Targum Menachem says that he was the tzaddik at all the bris in Mitzrayim. If you need a tzaddik to be a tzaddik, Yosef is called Yosef a tzaddik. And we also know that Yosef has a very strong kesher with bris milah b'chlal. Yosef is, we know, the sphere of Yosef, which is makusher to the inyan of bris milah. So it wouldn't be far-fetched to say that not only was he the tzaddik at every bris, like the Targum says explicitly, but also that he was the mayel by every bris as well. Coming back to what we said before, who was the mayel, who was the tzaddik by the bris shel Avram? So we have an explicit makor from the Moshe of Zakenin that Hashem Yisbarach was the tzaddik, and also an explicit medrash which tells us v'charisim ha'bris that Hashem Yisbarach was mishtatif in the bris, that he was the mayel at that bris. So really the makor for this inyan that David HaMelech and Yosef HaTzadik perhaps, that they were both the mayel and the tzaddik, has its roots by Hashem Yisbarach himself, by the original bris, the very first bris in Klal Yisrael, that Kadosh Baruch Hu was the mayel and the tzaddik as well. If you take a look at these makaras carefully, on some level they're all ilu ve'ilu divir l'kim chai. And they all come back to one yisoid. That Hashem Yisbarach is the mayel and Hashem Yisbarach is the tzaddik. If we take a look at this shita, that let's say Raphael was the mayel. So Raphael is a malach. And a malach is a shliach Hashem. And the klal by shlichas is that in the Kedusha there's a klal which is called shlucho shel adam kemosa. That the shliach is like the one who sends him. So in this case, if Raphael is the shliach Hashem to do the ma'isa mila, what that means is that the bris is not mesiachis to Raphael, it's mesiachis to Hashem Yisbarach, to the mishaleach. So even according to the tzad that Raphael did the bris, it's really Hashem Yisbarach does the bris by sending Raphael. On the tzad that Avram Avinu did the bris himself, Pirkei Rabbi Elazar quotes this, and in fact the Radal there raises the halachic shayla, how is it shaykh for a person to give himself a bris? The halacha is that only a Baal bris can give a bris. But this idea that Avraham Avinu gave himself the bris, that can also be Mesiachis to Hashem Yisbarach. How so? Because Avraham Avinu is called Avram Avdi. And there's a principle when it comes to Avdus that we say Yad Eved Ki Yad Rabbi. That the hand of the Eved is really the hand of the Rebbe. In which case, if Avram Avinu is doing the bris, so it's not that Avram Avinu is doing the bris, it's Hashem Yisbarach is doing the bris. He's using the hand of Avram, who is his Eved, to do the bris. Which really connects itself to the Medrash we quoted before, V'charoisi ma'ha bris. It's really one thing. That Avram is doing the bris, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is holding his hand, kivyachol, based on this klal of Yad Eved Ki Yad Rabbi. This would explain also what we said before. Actually, before we go to that, let's finish off these Yisoides. Shem B'Noyach. And we don't find that Shem is called an Evan Hashem. And we don't find that Shem was a Shliach Hashem. But we do find that Shem is Nesiachis Tashem Yisbarach, because the Torah tells us that Rivka Vayisreitzu Habanim Bekirba. The Torah says, Vatelech Lidros es Hashem, she went to go darshan Hashem Yisbarach. And then the Torah says, Vayomer Hashem la, that Hashem told her, Shnei goyim bevitneich, there's really two children, not one, it's Yaakov and Esau, they're fighting in the womb. So the Torah says, Vayomer Hashem la, Hashem told her. However, Rashi brings from Chazal, that it wasn't that Hashem told her, is that Hashem told her through shame. But the Torah is saying, Vayomer Hashem la, it doesn't say Vayomer Shem la, why doesn't it say shame? Right? When Malki Tzedek came to greet Avram Avinu in Parsha's Lech Lecha, so the Torah says, Malki Tzedek came to greet Avram. So who's Malki Tzedek? Chazal tells us, that's shame. So how come over there he's called Malki Tzedek, and here he's called Vayimah Hashemla? So we see that shame is in Siachis Hashem Yisbarach. If you want to be more specific, we know that Chazal tells us a drasha. Chazal say, Rabbi Kiva says, Gmar Psachim, Es Hashem Elokecha Tira, L'Rab Eis Tamid Lechachamim, that there's a drasha of Es Hashem to be married with Talmid HaChachamim. So what does the Pasuk say before that? Vatelech Lidrois Es Hashem. That since Rivka went to Darshan Es Hashem, and Es Hashem Alokecha Tira is the Rabbah Samin Chachamim, so since she Darshan Es Hashem, the Rabbah Samin Chachamim, Vayomer Hashem La, who's that Hashem? Who's the Talmud Chacham? That's Shem. But Shem is Nesiach, he's Tashem, he's Baruch, because from that Drash of Es Hashem Alokecha Tira, even the Talmud Chacham is Nesiach, he's Tashem, he's Baruch. Of course, that's why his name is Shem. His name is Shmash HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you have Mitzad Refoil Mishad Shluch Shalom Kamozo, Eor Mitzad Avram Avdi Yad Eved Kiyad Rabboi Oaltz the Drasha Rest Hashem Elokecha Ti Rabbos Mincha Mitzad Shem. You have this inyan that really everything goes back to Hashem Yisbarach, that Hashem Yisbarach is the Moyel. The Kuli Amma, Hashem Yisbarach is the Moyel. This same principle applies to David HaMelech. David HaMelech was the Moyel for all of Klai Yisrael and the Tzaddik for all of Klai Yisrael. So we know that David, in the same way that Avram is called Avdi, so we find more than anybody in Torah and Tanakh, David HaMelech is called Avdi. David Avdi, David Avdi, Avdi David. So Yad David Kiyad Rabbi. That's David HaMelech. Of course, Yad is Gematria David. So Yad David Kiyad Rabbi, David is considered to be the hands of Hashem. And he does Mechama for Hashem Yisparach. He's connected the Yadayim. We know that David is a Tikkun from Esav. Like we said before, that he's unmini, the Torah says, Hayadaim Yadei Esav, David comes to Mesak in these Yadaim of Hashem Yisbarach. And it's with these Yadaim, David did the bris. And the bris that David did is really Nesiach Yisbarach, the Kadosh Baruch. It's really Hashem Yisbarach is the Mayal, and Kadosh Baruch is the Sandik. With this, we can understand, before we get to that, actually, the probably the one who's you would have thought would be the most appropriate to be the Baal Bris, to be the Mael, is Eliyahu Navi. Because Eliyahu Navi is the Malach HaBris. And you may be wondering, Eliyahu wasn't alive yet. However, the Chida says, Pinchas hu Eliyahu, the Pinchas is Eliyahu Navi. So he says, really, Chazal should have said Eliyahu hu Pinchas. Eliyahu is Pinchas, because Eliyahu lived after Pinchas. What pshat Pinchas hu Eliyahu? So the Chida, he brings that really Eliyahu was a malach. And Pinchas became that malach. There's something with it's shaykh that even a mensch, a human being, can become a malach, like we find by Chanoch. It's shaykh for malach to become a human, like we find by the Nephilim. So really, Pinchas to Eliyahu existed. He was a malach already, which existed. We find even a presence of Eliyahu Navi by the Akedah. We know that Eliyahu, that the belt which he wears, the Ezer Eliyahu, comes from the ore, from the hides of the behemoth from of this isle. So why is it that we don't find that Eliyahu is the Malach who was sent by Hashem Yisbarach to do the bris? So it could be that this explains the Chazal that an Akrav came and did the Mila. It could be that this Indian that an Akrav came is really just a distraction. It wasn't really mamish that it was an akrav. It was that Eliyahu Navi came secretly into the bris. Because the truth is, every single bris, Eliyahu comes secretly and does the bris. We don't see how it is that Eliyahu is mishtatif in the mila. It's like it happens in Mimela. Just to explain why it is dafka al shem akrav, because the Gemara tells us that there are three things which come behesach hadas. A metziah, mishiach, and an akrav. That they come when a person least expects it. So the sinyan that Mashiach comes behesach hadas as a shaykh to Eliyahu Navi. But the sinyan that an akrav comes behesach hadas means that Eliyahu is able to sneak in. He sneaks in and he does the ma'aseh mila. So it could very well be that Eliyahu was also the mayal. And we know, of course, that Eliyahu, if he does the ma'aseh mila, then that certainly is Nesiach Yisbarach to Hashem Yisbarach. There's no greater shliach Hashem than Eliyahu Navi. The Torah says explicitly. What does Hashem say? Hini anochi shaliach lechem es Eliyahu Navi. Hashem says, I am shaliach Eliyahu Navi. He's Hashem's representative at every single bris. So that would make sense. The reason why Eliyahu is mishtatif at every single bris is because he was mishtatif at the very first bris of Avraham Avinu. That's what we find Eliyahu Navi. And the Yad of Eliyahu is being that he's a shtiach shalom kamoso, is Hashem Yisbarach is doing the bris. So this would explain to us that since Eliyahu is the representation of Hashem Yisbarach, why it is that at every single bris, the Moyel says, the Moyel Yamini V'Samcheni, And it would explain also why it is that the Sanik sits in the Kisa Shel Aliyah. Like we said before, the Rama says to have a Moyel who's a Sandik, who's a Tzadik, and a Sandik who's a Tzadik. And of course, Eliyahu Navi is the Tzadik B'chol HaDoreis, every single generation, he's the Tzadik of the generation. So Eliyahu is the Tzadik which the Moyel calls upon to be Mishtatif in the Maisa Mila. And the Kisi Shelio means that he's being Mishtatif in the Sandikos as well. Because this goes back, like we said before, to the very first bris, that Avram Avinu, he was gemalt by Hashem Yisbarach, and Hashem was his Sandik. So Eliyahu, that he's Mishtatif in the bris with the Moel, and as the Sandik means that Hashem Yisbarach is the Moel, Hashem Yisbarach is the Sandik. That means that every single bris which we do, Bizman Hazeh, is rooted in the very first bris of Avram Avinu, that Hashem Yisbarach is the Moel, Hashem Yisbarach is the Sandik. So therefore, it's not a p'chisas in the covenant of Eliyahu that we sit in the kisa shel Eliyahu. What that means is that what the tzaddik is showing is that I'm not tzaddik enough to leave a roishim on this child, that he should have a kedusha from the tzaddik, a kedusha from the maya. We give him a kedusha of Eliyahu Navi, to leave a roishim on him so great for the fact that Eliyahu is the tzaddik and he's also the maya. We see remis to this from a kavana that the Arizal has after Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, before saying Baruch Shem. Without getting into specifics, so there's four Shemas, which the Ari says to be Mechavin here, which are called Absag Man Ben, 72, 63, 45, and 52, which are four primary permutations of the Shem Havaya when it's spelled out. Together that's Gematria 232. It's called Ralab. And the Ari then says, take that relab and add another 16, which is a yud and a vav, 10 plus 6. Because if you take four times the Shem Havaya, and every Havaya has four letters, so 4 times 4 is 16, that's yud vav. Together, that's gematria roimach, resh mem ches. And then the Ari says, if you take a vav, and he quotes six shemas of what's called the Shema Kadit. So these six Shemos make Ramach into Roimach, Resh Vav Memchas. So you see a Shaiches here to the Roimach, to Ramach. We know that there are 248 words in Shema Yisrael, connected to 248 Ivarim that every Jew has, every Jewish male has at least. So what's going on over here? What's the remnants after Shema Yisrael, before Baruch Shem, of this Relab, plus the Yidvav, plus the Vav, and the Sinyan of Ramach? So perhaps you could say as follows. That here you have a remnants to Eliyahu Navi. Before we introduce the remnants to Eliyahu, we know that the sword of Hashem comes from a Shem which is called Yudvav Heichav. Yudvav, then a Heichav. The Svarim HaKadoshim tell us that really the sword of Hashem is a Yudvav. And Hach means to hit. That Hashem strikes with the Yud and the Vav, which this Cheriv, which the sword of Hashem is. In fact, Magen Avram says, he quotes this on the night of Leil Pesach. The night of Leil Pesach, he says, that when we come to dip our fingers in the dam, Tzfadei Akinim, he makes remez there to this shame of the Yudvav. Because altogether we do 16 dippings with our finger. We do 10 makos, then the tzachadash b'achav, dam ve'ish v'simros ashan. So that's gematria yudvav. And then hach, that Hashem hit the mitzrim with this sword of Hashem, which is yudvav, hach. Hach is a lashon maka. So with that being said, so we find a remez here, in fact, before we get to that, on Motzei Shabbos, we find a remez to this shame. Because we say in Vihi Noyam, at the end of Shabbos, on Motzei Shabbos, one of the psukim we say is, Ki malocha v'yitzav alocha v'dishmarcha b'chol d'rachecha. And the Ari says, the Sofei Tevos of Ki malocha v'yitzav alocha is this shame. Ki is a yud at the end, malocha has a vav, yitzav has a hey, loch has a chaf. That spells out this shame, the shame of this sword of Hashem, Yud Vav, then a Hei Nechaf. So, getting back to our Aremes from the Ari. So we have this Shem Ralab. Now if you take the Shem Elio and you spell it out, Aleph, then a Lamed, and you spell out a Hey, then a Yud, and then a Vav, you spell out the letters, for example, Aleph, Aleph, Lamed, Pei, Lamed is Lamed, Mem, Dalet, Vechule. That's a Gematria Ralab. This number, 232. These four permutations of Hashem. So have a Remes here to Elio. Now the Yudvav, which of course are letters in Elio's name, he has a Yudvav in his name. The Yudvav represents the sword, which is the Cheref for Mila. This Yudvav, which does the Bris Mila. And the Vav, which the Ari refers to, represents the Gid, the Aver on the Jew's body, from which the Bris Mila is done, because the Svar Mekdashim tell us, the Zohar Kodesh tells us, that really the Aver, the Gid, starts off as a Vav, and by doing the Bris, you turn the Vav into a Yud. Which is, of course, Merum is in that sword, which is a Vav and a Yud, right? That's the whole Seder, is to turn a Vav into a Yud. That's why the sword is called Vav Yud. But it turns a Vav into a Yud. So what you have here is you have the Moel, which is Eliyahu. You have the Yud Vav, which is the Zemel, which is the Cherev in his hand. And they have the Vav, which is where he does the Bris, the Makom Hagid. To who? To Avraham. Because Ramach is Gematria Avraham. So the whole Rem is here that Eliyahu, to his sword and to the Gid of Avraham Avinu, which is Merum is, in this Indian of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokein Hashem Echad, Baruch Shem Kvei Machsal Voed. Not going to explain now why it is that we have a remez here, but it's merumiz in this whole Indian of Pinchas that the Torah says, Vayikach Roimach Biyado. Right? He took the Ramach, Pinchas we know is Elionavi, Vayikach Roimach Biyado. That has to do with that Indian over there. V'ein Kamakum Harach B'zeh. But it works out very nicely why in Motzei Shabbos we make reference to this Shem, Yudvav Hei Nechaf. Because Motzei Shabbos, the Svar Mekdashim tell us, is the time where all the klipas come out on Motzei Shabbos, and after being dormant and pushed away on Shabbos, where they have no shlita on Shabbos, on Motzei Shabbos they come out with a fury. So therefore we need a special shmir on Motzei Shabbos. Hashem says, Ki malach avitzav alach, I send out my malachim to protect you. Now which malach are we referring to? Elyon Avi. Elyon comes to protect us, which is why that's the shame on the Sofei Tevos over there. That shame comes to protect us. As a Sheikh is Eliyahu Navi. And we know Bechnam, Motzei Shabbos, is the man of Eliyahu Navi, right? We sing songs of Eliyahu Navi, we mention Memelav Malka. Eliyahu comes on Motzei Shabbos to protect the Jewish people, to come and to chop away at the klipas which emerge on Motzei Shabbos. Now really, Motzei Shabbos is not just the end of the seventh day, it's also Sunday. Sunday. Now Sunday could be the first day of the week, but from the week before, from the previous Sunday, the next Sunday, the following Sunday, is the eighth day. It comes out that really every Yom Rishon is also Yom HaShmini. And being that the Torah says, Bayom HaShmini Yimo B'sar Alaso, the Torah says that every eighth day is Shayach Tamila, so how appropriate is it that Eliyahu should come on Motzei Shabbos, which is Yom HaShmini, to do the Bris Mila? So it works out very nicely why it is we're summoning Eliyahu on Motzei Shabbos to have this shaykhis to this bris, which is shaykh to Yom HaShmini. Of course, we know also Eliyahu Navi is called Charvona. Charvona is also the descendant of the Cherev of Hashem, right? That he holds the Cherev of Hashem, and he's the one who slices away at all the klipas, at all the enemies of the Jewish people. This is the tafkid of Eliyahu Navi. So it comes out very nice that whichever way you look at it, Eliyahu Navi, whether it's in the present day, whether it was David Melech in his time, or whether in Avram's time, whether it was Shem, or it was a foil, or it was Avram himself, whether it was whoever way you slice it, no pun intended, you have it that Hashem Yisbarach is the Mael, Hashem Yisbarach is the Sandik. It comes to show that the Halacha is Chai V'Kayim, that the Mael can in fact be the Sandik. And the reason why Hashem Yisbarach is the Mael and Hashem Yisbarach is the Sadik to Eliyahu Navi is, like we said before, that there's a Roshim which is left on the child. Right? Mila is an ice. It's a Roshim. It's an imprint which is left on the child, which the Gemara says that as soon as a child has a Bris Mila, he's a Ben Olam Haba. And it's Bechinas Tzadik V'Amich Kulam Tzadikim. And when Eliyahu Navi is going to come at the end of days to gather in his people. Isvodi chasidai, koyse brisi, the pasuk says in Tehillim. All of my chasidim, koyse brisi, anybody who is koyse bris with me, Hashem says, that I participated in that milah. Anybody who has a roishim from Hashem is baruch to Eliyahu Navi, when Hashem says Eliyahu is going to be looking for his children. Eliyahu knows exactly what roishim he left on every child he participated in the milah for. That every single Jew who has that rishima de kedusha from Eliyahu Navi, no matter how far he may have strayed from Hashem is baruch, from Torah mitzvahs, Eliyahu is going to pick him up, he's going to bring him, he's going to say, I see and I recognize on this child that he's truly a tzaddik. So therefore it's an eternal rishimu which is left on every child through Eliyahu Navi, that Hashem Yisbarach leaves that imprint on him, that every single Jew will be nitzal la'selava shalayidach mimenu nidach. And we see the origins of that from the bris of Avim Mishal B'Zeche, to be shami ha'bris, and to be zeche to that day, that Eliyahu will gather us up and us back to Eretz Yisrael, to be zeche mkabel, Eliyahu Navi, b'imheir yavo, y'mashiach tzidkeinu, b'imheir v'minu, amen.